Well, Derek, how's things? The unbeaten run has been a terrific one in the last few months. How's confidence here?
Yeah, been good. A few too many draws maybe, but still unbeaten, so that's the positive thing. And confidence is high in the team at the minute.
And I'd imagine with the injuries getting better day by day, there's a great deal of competition and a great deal of ferocity out there on the training ground, isn't there?
Yeah, I think three or four key players coming back, so it's a big squad, and competition is always good, so everyone's on their top game, I think.
You're going to really need it between now and the end of the season, aren't you, that as many players fit as you can. We know now that there'll be nobody else signing on loan or permanently, so this is what you've got between now and May, and I don't think many teams in League One, if any, would swap with you, would they, in terms of your squad?
No, we got a very good squad, and we're going to need every single player for this last push, and it's going to be a difficult task, but we're definitely capable of doing it, and I think we're all just looking forward to these up-and-coming games and just putting the pressure and going for that top spot, really.
When you look back on your time here, one season in the Championship, this season in League One, would you say that this squad of players here now is far better than it was 12 months ago?
It's a tough one. We had some good players in the Championship, like Sam Gallagher, Marvin Nemnes. They're some big players. But then also we have people like Bradley Dack now. It's tough. I think probably this squad's, I think, a lot closer, probably putting better performances in and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
That togetherness, that mentioning it's closer, you can't underestimate that, can you? If you're a group of players that all get on brilliantly and all want to do well for each other, it counts for a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. As I said, like, you want to do well for each other. So on the pitch, you see at the minute, I think the perfect example is probably Elliot Bennett and Richie Smallwood. You see if one of them miss a tackle, the next one's right there for them. So just things like that. You want to do well for each other, and you put your body on your line because you know the person next to you is going to do as well.
It must be nice, though, just to go back to last season one more time, to know that this season you must be going into games thinking, we're 18 unbeaten, we're doing all right here, whereas last season the pressure must have been enormous, every game thinking, if we don't get something today, it could be trouble.
Personally, I don't really think about the 18 unbeaten, and pressure-wise, I think there's pressure to be at the top, and with this team we should be up at the top, so you could say there's pressure there as well. So I think pressure is just something that comes with football, and you just have to be able to manage it and to deal with that and put it aside and just focus on your own performance.
It's a nicer pressure at this end of the table, isn't it? It's far nicer to know that on a Saturday night when you're on your way home from a game like Plymouth, you might have 5 hours on a bus that you might be thinking to yourself, well, we're doing okay this year. It's a long time on the way back when you're not, isn't it?
Yeah, but we could be doing better. I think we should be probably doing better. As we said, we're only 1 point in the top two, and the team below us has a game in hand, so we still got a lot of hard work to do to make that right.
I think you've made no secret since you've been here that centre-back was your position when you started playing. Do you feel really comfortable there? Has it been a nice change in a way for the last couple of games?
Yeah, I played there most of my career. Then when I came here, I've changed more to a left-back. So, yeah, I'm comfortable doing it. I enjoy doing it. I tried to add a bit something different to when I played. I tried to bring the ball out. I do enjoy it. I enjoy passing it out from the back and stuff like that. So I'm just happy to play games, really, and I'm able to fill in wherever the gaffer wants me to, really.
Yeah, and now that Elliot Ward and Scott Wharton have gone out to play elsewhere, the chances are that you might be needed at centre-back for various times between now and the end of the season, as well as Amari coming in as well, that I suppose will make the manager's decision that little bit easier.
Yeah, as you said, there's a lot of competition going on because Dara's coming back now as well, Darlinen. So I think he's playing a game tomorrow. So I think he'll be able to play games next week or so. So there's a lot of competition, especially at centre-back and left-back now with Amari. He's a good player. So everyone just has to be on top of their form, really, because if you're not, you know someone's going to come in and replace you.
Off to Plymouth then this weekend. Does that illustrate the game at Ewood Park earlier this season that you feel, if we could be doing better, it's the draws that are setting us back? And that was one, wasn't it, that you really ought to have won?
Yeah, that was a disappointing night. We should have scored a lot of goals that game, I think, and they defended well, to be fair to them. So I think we're going to expect another game like that, them sitting back and trying to absorb the pressure, really. So we need to be clinical and stay concentrated at the back and try not to concede early so we don't play into their hands, really.
Just a final one for me, without tempting fate. Are you seeing similarities between the Bristol City sort of mould when you were last in this division and got out of it to what you've got here?
Yeah, definitely. I felt that at the start of the season. I thought we got a similar squad, all good players, and we all want to push on and really kick on with our careers. And I feel that here we got a lot of young players and that want to do the same. So we just need to just keep working hard and not get too carried away and really try to make those that top two ours.